A Valentine's Day greeting to all the mothers, wives, and sweethearts in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from their fighting men in the 1st Marine Division. In the States, you people have a saying that goes something like this. In the springtime, a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of love. Well, in the South Pacific, it's always springtime, and even summer as far as thoughts of love are concerned. As you will hear in just a moment, because this is a real-life talking Valentine recorded about 7,000 miles off the shores of sunny California. It wasn't possible for us to have...
This is a recording our friends at Sound Portraits Productions found in the Library of Congress. It was made in 1945. Marines from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, recorded Valentines to their wives, sweethearts, and families back home.
And now we're going to hear from two twins. They were both on Guadalcanal. They're on their second tour of duty. They've been here 9 months and just came back from the 1st Marine Division operation at Peleliu. Melvin G. Simmons, corporal, and Orville J. Simmons, another corporal. Their mother is Mrs. Anna M. Simmons. And now these twins have written a poem, and they're going to read it together. So go ahead.
My mother, nights are long since we went away. We dream about you all through the day. My mother, dear mother, your sonny misses you. Miss your eyes, your hair, the touch of your hand. Just want to know if you understand. Though we be miles apart, you are always in our heart. My mother, dear mother.
Thank you very much. That was Melvin and Orville Simmons from 2683 South KK Avenue in Milwaukee. And the next person we're going to hear from is Private First Class Porter M. Baldridge. He lives at 1318 West Columbia Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and his Valentine is addressed to his wife, Bernice. Is that right?
That's right.
How long has it been since you've seen Bernice?
It's been about pretty near 18 months since I've seen her.
18 months, and is there anyone else in your family you'd like to say hello to?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my son. I haven't seen him since he was born. He was born just shortly before I left for overseas. And about 16 months old now.
16 months old and you haven't seen him. Have you gotten any pictures of him?
Oh, yes, I have several pictures of him.
What does he look like?
Well, he's built about like I am, long from the shoulders down to the hips and then pretty short from there on.
Gee, he'll make a good Marine someday, won't he?
I hope not.
I am Porter Baldridge. My father's name was also Porter Baldridge. He was a Marine in World War II. When I was very young during the war, my mother and I lived at 1318 West Columbia Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Would you like to go ahead and say hello to the wife?
Hello, Bernice, and tell the boy hello, too, for me.
He is on a ship heading for Okinawa, I believe. I can see him down there in a canvas bunk, about 140 people in there. It's hot and steamy, and just Marines and T-shirts and dog tags and a guy with a microphone, and I'm sure they took a bunch of them and made records and sent them back to people.
Did you get enough mail from the wife?
Yes, she's pretty good at writing. You get letters quite often.
How about your folks?
Well, I could hear more from my folks.
Tell them.
Come on, Mom and Dad, make with a pen.
Good.
This thing
good.
Came to my mother as a big old black phonograph record. One of the things about a foot in diameter. And it was only recorded on one side. I don't remember all of it, but I do remember my dad's voice on it and saying, "Hey, Mom and Dad, make with the pen." And I've always used that from the time I was a little kid when I want people to write to me. And I don't know what ever became of that record. It's probably still in the artifacts back in Wisconsin somewhere.
Now go ahead and read the Valentine that you have written for your wife and child.
Now I don't say the words are right, but I got that Valentine feeling tonight. Never much good with words or pen. But will you be my girl again? Remember the movies we went to? I never saw the show. And tonight I know it's because I looked at you.
Thank you very much.
It was about February of 1946. He came home, and he came walking through the door, and my mother said, "There's your dad." I said, "No, this is my dad," and I showed him the picture. I had been looking at that picture ever since I could remember, and that was my dad as far as I was concerned. She cried. She jumped up and down. I guess that's probably what made me think he was really my dad and that it was okay and that picture could be put away. You know, people's voices are kind of a funny thing. They change and yet they don't change. Last time I heard my dad was the last time I saw him, and it was November of 1994, right around Thanksgiving, and he passed away February 10th, 1995. The hardest thing I ever did was seeing him just before he died, though. one of them things you know it's coming and you can't do a darn thing about it. You ought to say, Daddy, make it better. Just hearing his voice on that record, it was just like he was here with me and like we'd gone back in time.
Thank you very much. And now the next person we're going to hear from is Sergeant
Our Stanley. Marine Valentine was produced by Stacey Abramson with associate producer Megan Howell. It's part of the American Talker series from Sound Portraits Productions and City Lore in New York. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, produced by Robert Maleski, edited by Stu Seidel, and directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from Carlene Windahl, Andy Lyman, and Wilma Consul. Thanks this week to the recorded sound section of the Library of Congress and Sam Brylowski. Our engineering team today includes Tom Carpenter, Joseph Mieltz, Dennis Nielsen, Drew Reynolds, Francis Ying, Ian Honeyman, and Sean Fox. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Barbara Rehm is the assistant managing editor. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Skajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.